Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So I was scrolling through Twitter.com, the hell website we all chained to.
It's okay.
You forgive me?
I'm immune to it.
I appreciate that. And I saw a screenshot from r/relationships, which is a Reddit dedicated to relationship questions.
You saw a screen cap of a social media on your social media.
Yeah.
What a world we live in.
That's all that content is these days.
Yeah, it's true.
And I just want to read this out.
Yeah.
My boyfriend refuses to kiss me unless I like one of his tweets first.
Yeah, what's the problem here?
I just want to take the logic here. I want to expand it out. I want to take a few levels of abstraction, right?
Okay, yeah.
You're at home.
Yeah.
Having a lovely dinner with your partner.
Nice.
Sit down. They've just released a new mixtape recently.
Your partner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm proud of
them. It's like sort of a celebratory deal. Meal, right? You're like, yeah, okay, let's have a nice dinner.
Let's have a nice dinner.
We'll cook. It'll be nice and sweet. Got some candles going.
Hell yeah.
Some nice tunes going.
Bit of fermented juice.
A bit of fermented grape juice. Mm. And then your partner goes, oh no, we can't put this on. For us to do anything tonight, we have to put on my mixtape. And then once we've appreciated the mixtape, have you bought it on Bandcamp yet? Then we can have this nice romantic deal. I love the logic behind this. You know, like, taking this to as obscure a port as you can. It's like, oh, I'm doing a role play on Gaia Online. I need you to interact with me, please. I made an open role play post on Tumblr and no one's responded. Before we do anything, could you please?
Please respond to my open role play post. Maybe we can continue the role play IRL.
I showed you my open role plays. Please respond.
Please respond with Sasuke.
I need you to use the Sharingan for this to get anywhere.
You need to end my yes, okay?
The only way I can finish is if you use the Sharingan.
Well, that's unfortunate.
That's a thing I said into a microphone that potential future employers will hear. I am never getting a job.
Welcome to Radaloid. We're never getting jobs.
Oh, man. That is the tagline of this podcast. Oh, you do a podcast? What's it about? Vocaloid. Interesting. I'll give it a listen. Please
no.
Don't.
No. I, first of all, no one would ever say that. They'd be like, what is a Vocaloid?
Well, that's a good point. But then I get like a 1,000-yard stare in the interview office, and I'm like, you may never listen.
No. Radaloid is a podcast where we rank and review Vocaloids.
We do these incredible things. Our goal is to find, of all time, objectively the best Vocaloid ever created.
Yes, and Vocaloids, if you don't know, and have made it this far and you still don't
astounding.
Know.
Astounding.
Vocaloids are... digital softbanks that you can use to make songs with, and they have little anime mascots that we judge.
We judge anime.
We judge them ruthlessly. We give these little bastards no room to breathe.
We judge anime and anime fans.
Always. If I see you with an Ahugao shirt, I'm going to drop kick you.
I will hunt you down like the beast that you are. I still say it, I stole this from a tweet, but I still want an Ahugao shirt. That is all Junji Ito horror expressions.
Oh,
and like his cats.
100%. Yes.
Junji Ito cats are good.
Junji Ito cats are very good.
Yeah. It's nothing but Amagara fault, like stretchy people. That's the kind of stuff I'm here for.
Need more of that.
Yeah.
Because Ahugao is just another form of body horror, as far as I can see.
Yeah, that's how that works. Yeah. So I should say, we're skipping a couple of... they're called Vocaloid concepts here.
Oh, yeah.
YV2 and YV1V3.
Yeah.
Because they don't have characters, and it's not helpful for us to go through.
Why would we rate that? I need the visuals.
I need cool artwork.
I need sexy people.
Exactly. Catch up for the week, though. I have mostly just been engaging with Three Kingdoms, as I am wont to do. I found a good podcast called Romance of the Two Networks.
Yeah.
Which is done by Abnormal Mapping. And I cannot find the second network's name. But it's a cool, like, couple of podcast networks making really cool content. They're doing, like, a read-through of the book and then summarizing and, like, talking about the chapters.
Totally.
It's really good fun. And, like, I just don't have the time right now to go through the Romance of the Three Kingdoms. So it's nice to have someone, like, make bits about it so I can understand it slightly better.
It's look, if I had the money to spend on, like, a subscription to one of those audio website, audio apps that would not be named unless they sponsor us,
yeah.
Then I would, like, because audiobooks are fucking sexy.
Yeah.
Audio summaries of audiobooks.
Very good.
Incredibly.
And Romance of the Three Kingdoms is a fucking ridiculous amount, like, time
it's
and novel.
It's so surreal to me.
It's like, if y'all want to hear more about Chinese history, go for that. It's quite
definitely.
Good fun. We forgot to introduce ourselves. I'm Jonathan.
I am Harper.
And
we rate Vodaloid.
Yeah, we've done that bit already. Other than that, I've been building Gunpla, as you have seen.
Because you're a massive nerd.
I'm a massive nerd. I'm making a Gunpla that's based on a Gundam interpretation of the Romance of the Three Kingdoms, which is, I'm just really all in there, huh?
Wow, you have a brand and you just commit to it so hard.
It's that
fantastic.
In wrestling.
It's that in wrestling.
An accordion.
It's astounding. It is astounding. I'm like...
It's a real combination of objects.
I can't wrap my head around being that person who has one singular thing as their brand.
Yeah. I don't have a singular thing. Like, I have many things.
You have, like, a set of things that are your brand.
Yeah. For you, it's cat.
Valid.
And ferret. Mm. That's the ferret noise.
That's what ferrets sound like, totally.
Anything else you've watched lately?
Not watched. I did... like, just marathon a whole bunch of Emoji Drome.
Oh, that's such a good podcast.
Which may or may not have partly inspired, I think, the inception of this podcast.
Yes, it's a combination of that and... oh, I've forgotten the other one now.
Oh, yeah, what's the one you were listening to?
Yeah.
I can't remember for the life of me. But yeah, definitely inspired by Emoji Drome because they're just fun. Those people are fun. Check them out for a good laugh. Not part of the network, so I don't know why I'm plugging them.
No, because they make good stuff.
That's true.
Emoji Drum is a podcast where they go through and review every version of each emoji, which I really love. It's run by Ryan and I believe her name is Sylvia.
Sylvia.
It's a really good podcast.
It's really
I fully
good.
Recommend it. It's just good, foolish fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. I guess we should get into the Vocaloid for this week.
Hell yeah. The Vocaloid this week is... Nyeo.
You know, like, nyeo?
I do. That's why I said it like, nyeo.
Nyeo. No. We're all furries. No.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Not on the internet. So, background research.
Yes.
The name is a pun?
Yes, because the real name is spelled M-I-U.
Yeah, it's Miu Sakamoto. But the vocal is spelled M-E-W for cat and also for the voice provider. It's just delightful. I like
really
silly
cute.
Puns. Yeah. I looked up the voice provider.
Yes.
Miu Sakamoto, really good singer.
I didn't do my research like always.
Oh, so valid.
Yeah.
You researched the shipping. I researched the vocals.
I did do a bit of research. Like, I read the wiki. And, apparently the character, Miu, has, like, a tattoo on her design.
Yeah.
Which spells out her name so, like, people know how to say her name. Which, honestly, is very helpful, I think, if you're going to, like, order something from, like, Stork Bork or something.
Yeah.
You just sort of, like, you'd walk over there and go, this
my... Just check my tat, please.
Check my tat. This is my forever name tag.
It also has a cat pull motif. It's got little beans at the top of it.
Yes, I love that.
I guess we should get into the look, though, because there's not too much research to do on this one.
No, there is not.
We may have a short episode this one, folks. Just as a heads up on that, depending on how we go.
Who knows?
We have a very different art style
actually,
for this, because... Oh,
stop the train. Pull the brakes on this one, because I'm introducing a new segment.
What is the segment?
I'm calling it Gut Nut.
Please tell me about Gut Nut.
Gut Nut is when... go completely lizard brain. We wipe all our memory of what a Vocaloid is, of what a Vocaloid fandom may even contain. And we just give our true, honest, raw gut reaction to how the Vocaloid looks.
Oh, so it's like first impressions kind of vibe.
First impressions kind of vibe, except rawer and hardcore.
I fucking love it in that case.
Excellent.
The gut not good.
Gut not good.
We have a real like cool aesthetic. The monochrome style looks fucking dope. It's not your typical.
No. Jonathan, what are you doing here? That's too much mammalian brain. Put that boy down. I need pure lizard energies. No, we're doing it now.
We'll do the proper analysis later.
We'll do the proper analysis later. I just want raw, uncut brainwaves.
All capitals.
Yes.
Cat. Three commas afterwards the word cat.
Extremely good. Now you're doing it.
Fluffy.
So you really focused in on the cat aspect of her.
How could I not? She is called Mew and Hold Cat.
Excellent. That is so valid.
Hit me with your gut nut, Harper.
Here comes my gut nut. I'm going to bust it out. Big eyes. Inky paper. Rockabilly.
What? So what you're really going for with the vibe is kind of just like inane ramblings that people derive a meaning from.
Isn't that just conversation in general?
No! Words have meaning, Harper.
Not when I use them.
For personal reasons, I will no longer be making sense to anyone.
Do not interact with me. Do not refer to me. Do not speak of me, except if it's in sort of like an eldritch kind of way.
Yeah, I like it. The cat she's holding is very fluffy, is the
thing. The cat is so good. And have you seen it side by side with the voice actor and her cat?
No.
I don't know how to find the picture. I just know I saw it. Y'all can find this yourselves. I'm not going to give you a directory. You should know by now that we really leave you to your
own
devices.
Type in Mew Sakamoto cat. It's one of the top results. audio medium.
You can't keep doing this. How are they supposed to fend for themselves out there? We can't keep holding their hands.
It looks so much like her cat.
I know, right?
That's just her cat.
It's just her cat. It's very good.
No, it's really good. I love Mew Sakamoto now because I think she's about 39. And in her music video, she's just really running into the middle-aged mom aesthetic. It's so good.
She's got those high-waisted jeans.
She has the May I Talk to Your Manager haircut.
Oh, Lord.
And sirens go off outside.
That's me whenever someone asks to talk to my manager. Pew, pew.
The noise I was not expecting.
That was my ambulance interpretation.
That was a cat making ambulance noises.
Yes.
Mew mew.
I was making ambulance noise.
We're sticking... Oh, your cat. We're really just sticking to the theme of Mew this episode, you know?
What y'all don't realize is that I'm not actually a human. I'm just a cat that learned how to talk.
That's valid, actually. I appreciate that. That's a skill.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let me see if I can get a picture of Mew Sakamoto for you real quick.
I wouldn't say that's a middle-aged mom look. Oh, yeah, it's a...
I'd say it's pretty middle-aged mom.
It's pretty new wave middle-aged mom.
Yeah, a new wave, yeah. Current generation.
Yeah, you know? Definitely, yeah.
No, I love her vibe. She's great.
She seems really sweet.
Yeah. And like, Mew's design is really fun.
Oh,
to do my analysis now.
Go for it.
I really like that it's a different aesthetic to the typical Vocaloid.
No, absolutely. Me too. It's a very different aesthetic.
This is our first Vocaloid 3 Vocaloid, and you can get a different vibe already.
Oh, definitely. They're hitting the ground running.
Yeah, I love the monochrome. I like the black and white.
Me too, honestly. It's really simple, but they do a lot with it. It gives off a really specific vibe.
Yeah. Highlights things really well, like the tattoo, like the cat.
Exactly.
Kind of stuff.
It's good for a simple design.
Yeah. It is a simple but very effective design.
Yeah.
The cat is so good and does give her an unfair advantage.
Oh, it does. That cat. Because we are including it as part of the look.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's her.
This cat is a beautiful accessory, except... One thing. It does like the shading around it, or maybe it's something in the eyes. Yeah. It looks like it's a cat from like those online like pet simulator games.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, this you know
thing,
what I mean.
It does look a little bit like dress your anime girl things on Facebook.
Yeah.
On the internet.
So that is there. It's sort of got this like, dress me, feed me, love me stare.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And the lady herself, Mew, does look like she's ready to be hit with any number of badly done PNGs.
Oh, you're right. She's just bringing it.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. I'm sorry you have been trapped in a dress-up game on some shitty Flash website.
Frozen 2, Elsa dress-up dentist.
Oh, no. That had nothing to do with anything. You didn't have to bring it up. You didn't have to do this to me.
I was just blending things together.
We're just blending things together.
It's just called making a bit. Do you do improv?
Yeah.
For the most part, though, I'm pretty positive on the look.
Yeah, me too, honestly.
Yeah. Here's my gut nut on the personality. You got really, you got hit really hard by that one, huh?
I didn't say gut nut was applicable to personality. It can't be applicable to personality. You've got to think about this. You can't tell me that your raw lizard brain is coming out here. It's based purely on your senses and what you see.
I don't tell you. Personality, I see fucking nothing. I could find zero content.
Yeah, I'm just assuming they just sort of ran with the fact that she's already a famous singer.
Yeah, there's just nothing, though. Like, just not nothing. Even the fandoms really made much.
No.
Did you find anything, any bits, any shipping, anything like that?
Nah, not really. Let me double, triple check my Notarotos. I do think it's interesting just to go back to the look for a second.
Yeah, sure.
And say, if you were to meet her IRL, would she be canonically monochrome? Would she just be black and white?
Oh, she's a mime.
Oh, you know what she is? She's a mime that's been outcasted.
Yes, that's why she can make noise. She made the noise, and the rest of the mimes were like, "I can't. This is not an audio medium.
They had so this is not a visual silence. Medium.
Yeah, no, they sort of made gestures of go away.
There are a lot of middle fingers.
Yeah, they lassoed her and then pushed her away, which was very confusing.
It was impressive. It was very impressive.
And of course, as we know, mimes are able to create invisible objects that they're then able to interact with the world.
See, that's what they did. They made an invisible truck for her to get on and leave on, but it did fall apart after it left their mime radius.
What is the range of power for mimes?
It depends on your mime.
Yeah.
Do you have like... Okay. So is your mime...
What level is this mime?
Well, is your mime an emitter? Does your mime create?
What is this mime's nen, is my question.
How strong is the mana of your mime?
I actually think all mimes have a shared stand power.
And what is this shared power, JT?
Creating invisible objects.
What would it be called? Mr. Invisible.
No. That's nothing.
You can't tell me that's not a song.
Yes, I can. Actually, no, it's Parlez-vous Français.
Oh, of course.
Because of the mime fight.
The mime fight in the music video Parlez-vous Français by...
Art vs. Science.
Yes.
One of my favorite music videos.
It's very good.
Isn't it, Sean? It's a good song. I was about to start singing. This is a podcast. I shouldn't do that.
I mean, it's... Well, one day we'll create a singcast where we just sing.
Oh, no, we won't.
Why? Why can't we do that?
I can't allow myself to do that.
You don't want to do a musical auditory.
Oh, that's called a mixtape.
No, I'm thinking it's like a musical style. So it's like, you know how you have those audio dramas?
Yeah.
But it's a musical version of audio dramas.
But we're doing it for rating Vocaloids.
No, we're just doing a whole audio drama.
Oh, so we're not going like, Hatsune Miku is the best. No, okay.
No. That's too good. We need to rein it in a bit.
Shit. What if I... No. I was going to make a joke about mumble rap, but then I remembered mumble rap's actually good, and I was just making a joke because people are jerks about it.
Exactly. Mumble rap's fine. Yeah. Don't be mean to the mumblers.
All music forms are a valid art form.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
All right. Well, now that we're talking about music, let's move on to The Voice.
Oh.
My song from you today is called False Light. So I came out with kind of a wild song today.
I did not realize that you can make Vocaloids do the screamy
like
thing.
Like the growl vocals,
So like I'd seen like Vocaloids having growls before. Yeah. Like that was like...
Like Big Al kind of had it a little bit.
Big Al had it kind of a little bit. There were a bunch of like, I'm assuming what were like add-ons or edits to the SoftBanks that could allow them to do that growl. So I'm wondering if this is the same with the angry scream growl.
That'd be interesting.
Like, I'm wondering if that's a thing you add on or you can just make them do straight out of the box.
Yes, like the thing that's hard to tell is that in that song it's Miku and Mew.
Yeah.
And it's kind of unclear who is singing when.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure that's mostly Mew though in the screams.
That makes sense because Mew is deeper and I think you'd have to go a bit deeper to get that.
Yeah. And also for the first part of the song in the animation, it's all black hair. And then towards the end, you get the lighter hair, which is when I think Miku comes in.
That might be it.
overall, fucking cool voice.
It's a cool voice. I think my one issue with it is that if you push it too hard, it feels a little strained.
Yeah.
And like that can be really nice stylistically if that's your thing. That's not really my thing.
So what I was finding is that it was first like created as basically being like a trying to be a faithful recreation of Mew Sakamoto. Like,
yes.
It was meant to be really close to that.
Yeah.
And after listening to a bit of Mew Sakamoto's, it really does do that.
Yeah.
Because her voice tends to get a little bit breathy.
Yes, there's definitely that in there.
Doesn't get pushed super hard in her music. So it makes sense that it has that effect.
Exactly.
All I had to say is like that scream part in that song, if that's Mew,
that's
awesome.
Really cool.
It works pretty well. It's pretty flexible. I would say it's a strong voice. A decent voice.
I'm okay with it. I think they did the breathy part really well.
Yeah.
But I think in trying to make it sound like its original voice actor, you do kind of limit what it can do.
Yeah, that's fair.
And that's probably my only real gripe with it. Yeah.
Let's hear your song.
So my song is a cover of Close to Me. And it's an acoustic version. And the cover is made by Ivy Flair on YouTube.
Let's go. That's a song really suited to her.
Yeah, this is what I could see her voice really doing well at.
Yeah.
And that's why I chose it, because I thought this best showcases her voice.
Yeah, 100%. I thought her voice did sound pretty good in that metal song, though.
No, do not get me wrong. It sounded good in that song. This might be a personal preference thing.
Yeah, and it also maybe like, it's one you have to use carefully. And there's probably a lot of songs that just don't use her quite as well as you should.
Exactly, and that's, it's hard to do.
Yeah, 100%.
You know?
It took me a bit to find the song that I wanted to, because a few of them listed on the Vocaloid Wiki were just kind of uninspiring. Like, her voice didn't stand out in them.
I'm the same. It took me a while to find the one I wanted as well. Yeah.
As I said, I'm overall positive on this voice.
Yeah.
I think it is, I don't want to say flexible, but it has like
flexible elements to it.
Yeah. It can really nail some interesting styles.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm overall positive.
Which
means it is rating time.
Let's rate and review this Lloyd.
This Lloyd. Kai Yuki.
I think I prefer her look.
Muse.
I mean, like, I don't know. It's hard with this one. Because Kai Yuki definitely has a good design.
Yeah. It's just, it's very much personal preference.
It's very much a personal
We're a scientific website here. Website podcast here.
I don't know. What do you feel?
Kai Yuki has more designs.
Yeah.
And they're all pretty cute.
Yeah.
The issue that Mew run into is that there's actually minimal content for her.
There's very minimal content for her, yeah.
So I think I might have to go with Kai Yuki.
I think, yeah, same.
Also, Kai Yuki's voice excels at that like childlike tone to it.
That's true.
It sounded pretty cute.
It set out what it was meant to do. But arguably, you could say the same with Mew's voice.
That is true.
Set out what it was meant to do.
The only thing that really like big distinction is Kai Yuki does have a personality and a character.
Yeah.
Mew's got literally nothing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Except for our mime narrative. But like, that's just fun for us.
And that's
know?
Just us.
So next up is against Pico. I like Mew more.
I like Mew more too. I prefer her voice.
Yep.
Look, everything. Yep. Yeah.
I like her style a little bit more.
Me too.
And even though like both have minimal personality.
Exactly. Both have minimal personality, but I think Mew is the stronger one.
Yeah, exactly. Another coin flip.
Yeah.
Kaito.
I prefer Kaito's design.
Yeah.
Just because there's more of it.
Yeah.
He's got more designs again.
Personality Kaito has to win, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's got more of that.
I think I like Mew's voice more.
Yeah, I think I do too.
But I think Kaito wins in more areas.
Yeah, so like Kaito wins overall, but if we were once again being the voice and judging them, Mew would win that one.
Not lastly. Sonika.
Ooh, okay. I prefer Sonika's design because it's more colorful. The downfall, like monochrome's good. It's simple, but it's not as colorful.
It doesn't necessarily pop quite as much.
It don't pop.
Yep.
It don't pop.
And like, Sonika's design is cute. The green and yellow is very nice together. personality. Sonica has
Sonica's fun. She had a Twitter.
Yeah. And voice, I prefer Muse, but again, yeah,
the issue is she's good at what she was made to do.
She just doesn't.
She's not fulfilling the Vocaloid criteria, yeah, though.
Yeah, what we're looking for. So exactly. Lastly, it's against Mako.
Ooh, okay.
Now, Mako's design, kind of basic.
Kind of basic is the issue. I feel like, but so much of Muse's design relies on the style it was drawn in.
Yep.
I think if we were to see it in the regular Vocaloid style, I don't think it would have been quite as.
But also, I think they would have. We would have an interest. Like, they may have done an interesting dress, that kind of stuff. Like, they we don't have. Know because we don't have a full body.
That's true. That's true.
And also, imagine that cat in the Vocaloid style.
Oh, she does have a cat. That is very good. So, I can see why we. I'm still feeling Mako more, but yep. You can go Mew if you want.
I'm not sure. I prefer Mew's voice. I know that for a fact.
I prefer
but
Mew's
Mako
voice.
Has to win in personality again.
Yeah, she's got more of that. So
I think Mako's gonna win that.
Yeah.
So that means it's a new number 14, Pico moving down already to number 15.
Oofa doofa.
Give me 1 second to edit this Excel spreadsheet.
Your Excel spreadsheet of Vocaloids. Let me see. Now we are the statisticians on Vocaloid.
Statistician. That's such a hard word.
Statisticians. We make the stats on the Vocaloid.
Yeah. So. A recap of our list for now.
Let's get it.
Top 5. Gumi, Nakamura Iroha, Hiyami Kiyoteru, Lily, and Big Al.
Hell yeah.
Bottom 5. Pico, Tonio, Prima, Sweet Anne, and Ryuto.
I feel like there'd be some people not too happy to hear that Pico is in the bottom 5.
Maybe. But we should have more content. And like, the voice isn't that great.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry, guys.
The voice doesn't stand out to me. So in that case, that's the end of our episode.
Oh my God.
You can find us on Twitter.
At Lloyd Rate.
Find us on Tumblr at rate-a-lloyd.tumblr.com. You can find me at Pirate Killjoy.
And you can find me at Hops Monty.
Check out all the other That's Not Canon podcasts. There are some really good ones.
Absolute slappers.
Just complete bangers. review us on your podcast app of choice because it helps get eyes on the podcast, which rules.
It's very, very good.
And tell your friends about us. We love it.
Yeah, yeah. Considering donating to the That's Not Canon Patreon.
Oh yeah, good point. We do have that, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Because you know, every little bit counts.
Every little bit counts. And catch us next week, where we will be reviewing. See you.
I'm so excited for this one.
Oh, bye. You know, see you. Excellent.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.